What's going on, people? It's Flash Johnson, aka Mr. Movies Only, aka Mr. London Canada. And the only thing you need to watch when you're in the city and even outside the city, because I'll be watching it, is We Love Hip Hop.
We Love Hip Hop. This is Tattoo Barbie. I'm a We Love Hip Hop Toronto, Toronto's most smoked out podcast. We Love Hip Hop.
I feel like I got a script and shit, man. What's going on, guys? It's Bilal Dawson. We're here at the world's most smoked out podcast.
We Love Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Shout out to We Love Hip Hop, world's most smoked up podcast.
Your boy Lil Six, you already know what time it is. We're live on We Love Hip Hop right now, you feel me? Bring the drip, you have to bring the sauce out today. Shout out my bro Hurt, shout out my bro Friday.
We Love Hip Hop.
Sorry, I see
that
there, by the way. It's your left nostril, by the way.
Get it.
Yes. Okay. Just close your eyes, fuck off.
Alright. That's not it.
I know it's not it. I'm just while I'm here.
What? We love hip hop. Love hip hop.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart. And in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's get it started. Block Boy Twitch, Big Glizzy. Episode 164. Isolation season. Let's go.
Fight back, you gon' sit down. Pull up in his head, leave him swimming with the swim.
Jeez.
Trap house, doing handouts. I was in and out. Please, he fucking Glizzy on me, if I back, you gon' sit down. Pull up in his head, leave him swimming with the swim. Trap house, doing handouts. I was in and out. Bitches show me titties now. Trapping.
I don't know if you're ready for this. Shout out to the homie in Detroit. Shout out to Cutsy Cuts going crazy in the background.
Move, bitch. You got coronavirus. Ooh, shit. You got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. You got coronavirus. Ooh, shit. You got coronavirus. We ain't finna do shit with this coronavirus. I ain't finna take a trip with this coronavirus. I'ma chill at the crib cause I'm safe here. I ain't even about to drink me a Corona beer. I'm about to stay at the crib for about a year.
Jeez.
Why they call us old 50-year-old boys. Man's a big.
We are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka Isolation, aka Social Distancing.
So move over in the man.
And to the left of me.
It's me, PK Herp. You done know. Friday on his bag, all this foolishness and props and stuff like that.
On the carrot head of fucking podcasting,
man. Man, bring props to the podcast. I bring pot to the podcast, you understand? But, yeah, social distancing, you know, whatever, keep your distance, but I don't believe it. I'm not trying to be rude or facey. I know people are going to come from my head back like, yo, what's wrong with this guy, yo? But, hey, I'm not going to sit back and argue with you. I'm going to let you guys do what you're going to do. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. But as long as my people are good, simple.
Yeah.
That's it. If I see you in the street, I see you in the street. If not.
And it's a toe tap thing.
So toe tap. Nah, man. Big so yell up. Yeah, man. I'm just joking. A toe tap.
I know you ain't trying to lean in on no fucking, on no dap. You know what I'm saying? Bring it in, fam. Bring
first
it in.
First. Right now in this. You see, okay. So they say social distancing isn't. So what we're doing right now is not social distancing. So
we're about two or almost a meter.
No, no. See, what you're not listening. When you listen to the lady on the news, the health lady on the news, she's like, yo, going to your friend's house for coffee and having play dates is not social distancing, okay? You need to stay at home. And, like, I'm not trying to mock the situation, but, yo, her melatonin voice and her scarves make her look like she's a robot. She's hiding something. You understand what I'm saying?
She got hella scarves.
Then the next lady in Ottawa, they're not even making corresponding, like talk. Like, they're contradicting each other.
Mm.
One's saying this, the next one's saying this. Oh, so we heard that there's 7 cases. No, there's 11 cases you stated, but Dr. Tam over here said there was 7 cases. So what's going on with the case count, and how are we going to... We know you don't discuss individual cases, but...
Well, let's save the COVID stuff for a whole COVID
Saying is...
Because we're going to have to talk about COVID anyway.
Be safe out here.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Be safe out here. Be vigilant. But don't do all this panic buying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
You know what I mean? How much toilet paper you need. You know what I mean? And, like, if shit gets real drastic, you know, you got to wash your fucking ass. Wash your fucking ass,
wash
bro.
Your ass, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Savvy, savvy. What are you saying?
People ain't buying up wet wipes.
We got
our...
Bum.
Yeah, that's Lysol hand wipe. I'm talking wet wipes for your booty, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
The flushable kind, right? They're supposed to be disposable, right?
Booty wipes.
Sav just over here making her face up. What do you have to say, Sav?
Savvy, Sav, what
come
you saying?
Talk to me. Talk to me, Sav. Talk
what's in
to
the room?
Me.
I'm on AKA today, though. I got one. I'm a high-pitched bitch today. I'm going to take that one.
What
I'm the high-pitched bitch today.
You're the high-pitched bitch
today. I'm the high-pitched bitch today.
Who told you that?
Yeah, because my voice is high-pitched. I know it's high-pitched. Oh. I've been saying this from time, hence why I didn't want to talk on the mic. But you guys wanted to hear me because you couldn't hear me in the background. So now you can hear my voice.
I
appreciate it because I'm a female, and that's what my voice is supposed to sound like.
Comic gang strong?
Mm-hmm. Very strong.
So someone's talking shit about you, what happened? The comic guys thought, yo, you don't know who you're playing with, eh? Guys, you want Sam to run up on you guys, eh?
Just saying. I'm just saying.
Guys, like, don't you guys know what she looks like, eh? Just remember that,
it's
eh?
Okay, y'all, if you do know what I look like, B, yeah, you're see? Still going to get the same
she's
talks.
She's giving you a smoke, fam.
You're still going to get the same talks.
Yo, I don't know who pissed her off. I don't know who in the comments said something to her. But yo, Una, be careful, you know?
And I'm like, you guys can see me today. 24 hours, it'll be there.
Jeez, be
find
careful.
Find it. Savvy the Ghost. 24 hours, jeez. It'll be there.
She did a wicker pose. You better watch out.
AKA dropped the Addy sound.
Yeah, she dropped the Addy.
I dropped the face. I didn't drop an Addy. I dropped the face.
She dropped the face for 24 hours. You might as well have dropped the Addy.
Jeez. All them type of spices are going on today.
Smoke is coming out of Sam today.
All of those.
Beer smoke. I don't know who pissed her off. More smoke.
More fire. I like it. Mm-hmm. I'm digging it.
Friday,
I was like, you guys are going to be real honest today. It's okay.
Hey. More fire. More smoke.
Can't wait till we get to that top six.
Hey. More smoke. It's almost spring.
Yo, who wants smoke? Cause Sav's giving it out today.
Yeah.
Okay, so but before we continue,
and Guts is here, guys.
Oh,
Gutsy
shit.
Guts.
Yes, Gutsy Guts. What up? What up? I ain't sick. I'm good.
COVID Guts.
And I can't get you on the podcast. Same way. I still can't get you on the podcast, but maybe 6 views, maybe. Bye.
Good plug.
That
Ready,
was a
let
good
me...
one. I like that, Gutsy.
Friday,
I like
let
that.
Us run a 6 views interview, B.
Let's do it.
All right.
Oh,
I have no
good
objections.
Lord.
I have no objections.
Good Lord.
I want to give a couple of shout outs before we start up our
sorry, teaser. One question. One something before you continue. I've been pushing this towards you guys, if you hadn't noticed.
What trick?
Yes.
What do you want to do with that?
I want something pointed. I look for something to build up.
I was like, guys, like you. Thanks so much.
She's looking at weed to roll. She was trying to be subtle.
I was.
And then she's like, you know, fuck this. Subtlety's not working.
It's not.
So I'm gonna
see everybody else doing it. I was like, okay, I want to smoke too.
Get forward.
You said we're not sharing.
Some grabber?
I can be oh, yo, there's a grabber shortage, eh? Watch out, yo. There's a grabber shortage. Watch out. 125 a pound.
Mandem.
Huh? Grabber. 125 a pound, eh?
Hashtag message to the Mandem.
Grabber shortage. The great grabber shortage. I don't see you niggas running out to buy grabber.
I don't see you guys buying fruits and vegetables, but go on, Friday.
Hold it down, man. Okay. Yo, hold it down. Leave it for the rest of we who know what's good.
Facts. I want to give a shout out to the people who are still in the cubicle gangs, the people who are still going into work, like Sav. And you know, others who are still have to come into work. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to the people who are listening on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, all those platforms. The YouTube viewers, please subscribe. all the people who are in isolation.
Yo, shout out the front lines, yo. The nurses, man.
Yes. Shout out the health
workers.
Here.
The nurses, yeah. The healthcare workers, the people in the front line.
Facts.
Who can't work, who they're being told not to act like it's a pandemic. What?
Yeah, they're
you work
got
in a
worse.
Hospital and you want me to act like there's not a pandemic going around. Oh, for who? All right, cool. Just no say. Fuckery at chat.
Facts.
But yeah, so shout out to the healthcare workers, the ones in the front line,
yeah.
The flipping ambulance drivers,
facts.
And all of those people that are risking their lives to help our lives be better. You know what I'm saying? And no, I'm not bigging up the boy them. Fuck the boy them, same way.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
Also, shout out to all the people who are in isolation too, you know what I'm saying? All the people who are, and shout out to the infected people out there too. If we have any infected listeners, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? Get
and if
through
you just
it,
came back
you know
from
saying?
A trip, self-quarantine, because they're going to be on you, bro. So you might as well just follow the rules. You know what they want us to be. They want us to be sheeple.
Yeah.
You understand? They want sheeple. They're taking away civil liberties and shit. Talking about, yo, you can't group up. First it was 1,000.
Herc, we're not there yet.
I'm sorry, man.
I know. I know.
Sorry, it's just like...
But I know.
Okay, well...
I know.
Let's get to the coronavirus, right?
Okay.
Let's get there.
Okay.
So, obviously, that's the news that everybody has been talking about. It's been going on everywhere. You can't really escape it in anywhere in the news cycle. So, let's get all our corona shit in here and out the way just so we can act like there's other things that are actually happening in the world.
It's a conspiracy. Right? They're trying to kill us and people them.
So, shout out also, it started off with like the people that were
in Wuhan?
China and Wuhan and different places. And people weren't taking it as serious. And then there was like fucking Waka Flocka and different people who were saying like black people can't get it. But then the basketball player Rudy Gobert got it right after we finished filming last week. Yep. Right?
Well, it's not that he had just got it. He just had it. And yeah.
Or he was diagnosed.
Yeah. He was informed that he had it. Basically.
He didn't know he had it until he got tested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there was no symptoms.
Exactly.
Like Idris Elba.
Yeah. Idris Elba. He caught that. Tom Hanks. Who?
Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell.
From the Utah Jazz as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one meme Donovan Mitchell.
Somebody else. Oh, Kevin Durant has it.
Kevin Durant.
And I'm like, for me? Let me.
Kevin Durant.
I don't understand that one. I don't understand that one because I was like, you're not playing and you're
easy,
not.
Easy money sniper.
Who's he with the last couple of days?
We're getting there.
We'll get there.
Okay.
We'll get there.
Gus is jumping the line. Gus trying to jump the line.
Come on.
Shout out to Lucian Grain, the CEO of Universal Records. He got it.
Oh, yeah?
You know what I'm saying? CEO, chairman. Like, he had like a huge party with all of the people before. He got it too. So there's a lot of entertainers. It's obviously something that's real. It's like not just like
white.
Sorry, is he
white?
No, he's a white man.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not just naming black people.
No. I was
Tom
just asking.
Tom Hanks and
I was just asking because he didn't
too.
Say that, and I was about to say that.
Yeah. Big up to Tom Hanks and his wife.
Yeah.
Big up to Ched.
You know
yo,
who else?
Ched, come on and say yes to my parents. Have it, you know. Yeah.
For me, I'm like Sylvie. Sylvie
I'm
has
sorry,
it.
Sorry, but I'm not sorry. I'm laughing at the man in his fake Jamaican accent, not at the predicament of his parents.
Sylvie has it.
Where's your mic open?
Sorry, I'm not laughing at the predicament of his parents. I'm laughing at him. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big fan of Tom Hanks. You know what I'm saying? Big fan. Forrest Gump, Castaway, fucking what else?
Almost everything.
Yeah, like fuck.
Legit, almost all of them.
Very good movies. Mm-hmm. So you know, I feel bad for Tom and his wife. But Chet, man, I feel so bad for it still, you know, McKeon, like...
Shouldn't they be in recovery now or something?
No, they're at home now. They're at the hospital.
But there was a meme going around saying that the symptoms predicted that Tom Hanks would get this shit. You
they
know what I'm saying? They didn't technically... They just said, yo, he was there by the episode where he's saying, yo, in the future, if you see me, stay away from me. So, that could mean anything.
It's true. But that's
also,
a pretty good one.
The one thing also I want to say when it comes to this whole thing, and Sav and I were kind of having a back and forth with it, a lot of those numbers that they're saying, and this is just my belief, okay? A lot of the numbers that they're saying are not real numbers, okay? So if they're saying like there's 400 people in Ontario or whatever, in my mind there's like 2,000 of what they know about, not what they don't know about.
So you say they're downplaying the infectious rate?
Yes, okay?
I wish they would just tell the honest to God truth.
I don't think
that the numbers would help.
I don't think that they're downplaying.
That's why I feel like they're downplaying it.
I don't feel like they're downplaying the numbers for Canada. That's what it is for me. Like, I don't feel
easy,
like...
Easy, Mulder.
I just don't feel like they're downplaying the numbers here.
Mm.
Like, that's all it is. Like, I get it. I just don't know.
I seen that video. There's probably other people seeing it too. Because social media is rampant with all this foolishness right now.
All you isolation. Can do is that, right?
Yo, but Donald Trump, the way the man, they're showing his like, the way he didn't want to believe it. All up until, like, March, like, the March 10th or whatever, before he decided to come out and change his tune and say, oh, yeah, this shit is bad. Because he almost got it. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And when the shit touch home, and you're like, oh, God.
It's like, oh, shit.
I'm not invincible. Because I remember, you don't remember last week, the man's like, so what? A solid flu vaccination wouldn't do nothing? And they were like, nope. And he was like, oh, okay. You understand?
He wasn't completely
He wasn't believing that time. He's like, yeah, fuck you. I bet you I take fucking five flu different vaccinations. It will work. In his mind, he's thinking that, right?
Trump now, Trump theories.
Right, Trump theories. He's because the look on his, okay, you say so, but I'm Trump. I'm Donald Trump.
And we're in the best country in the world.
Yeah, fast forward, now the man get it. But anyways, there's a video where the man's there. He's like, oh, the Democrats, they're using the coronavirus as some political stunt. They try to get me with Russia. Yo, the way the man stands on the podium and flaunts so much disrespect.
You got bars.
Yo. That's one thing I give. That's the Gemini enemy.
He's got bars. But I do think that they're lying about the numbers.
I wouldn't put it past them.
That if they really were to release what the real numbers are, then people, like, how people are already going crazy buying the toilet paper up and all that crazy shit. If they released what the numbers that they really knew were, people would be, like, literally trying to fuck each other up, trying to shoot at each other.
It hasn't gotten there yet.
Like, don't especially put in
that
States.
In the air. Well, it hasn't gotten there yet.
But that's what I'm saying. It's there, but they don't want everybody to know.
But when do you guys have your spray bottle? No?
Didn't somebody get shot at Loblaws like last week?
They didn't get shot.
Stop the fake news, Gutsy. Stop the propaganda.
No, that was a thing.
The man pulled out his strap and he got bum rushed by some brave white folk. They rushed him. Gun! Instead of running, they rushed him. They tackled him. One guy sucked onto him.
Why are you so close, man?
They disarmed him.
Social distancing.
Yo, that's some dialogue shit right there. You're too close.
Guts.
You're too close.
Go for it. I was just saying, what was the brand, though?
Don't kill me. Go sit on
the what kind of burner he pulled out?
No. Toilet paper brand was it for?
I don't think he was even for toilet paper, you know. I think it was just... like, just overall, just frustration.
Man,
like,
looked at him sideways and he pulled out the fucking thing.
The man popped off like, yo, pussy, you don't know your idea, right?
Shit.
You know, at that time, there's weed in there.
You got a spray?
No, I didn't bring a spray bottle.
Okay, great.
Sorry.
It's okay.
The man is like, yo, I don't know what is going on. And then, yeah, it was like, the man popped off his gun. And then the guy said, fuck it, I'm going for it. Fuck it, Danny, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
Gun! And he turned.
Well,
yeah, because that's what the man said. The man yelled gun, and then he sucked onto the man's waist.
No, for me, I'm like, though, that guy, that man who did that, brave.
Yeah.
Proud of you for doing that.
Or stupid.
It's both.
It's stupid. It's very
stupid. No, you know what that was? That was fight or flight. The man chose fight.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
But normally, simple. Like, you're supposed to stay away in a situation like that, right?
Yeah, but also, too, the man probably sized up the guy and realized, say, yo, without the gun in his hand... the guy is nothing.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what, with me, that shit happens, I'm Homer Simpson walking back into the bushes. You know what I'm saying?
You
I'm
know off you are,
going back
talking.
Out with a camera.
You know
going
what?
Back into the bushes and coming back out with a camera.
Friday just showed his cancer petty. That's what he did. He just showed his cancer petty, B.
No. I'm like,
we can't both get
shit.
Our ass kicked.
I'm like,
bro,
damn.
I'm telling sucks. You, because that's what happened. The man
sucks for you.
The man sized up the man with the burner and said, yo, as long as he doesn't get it out his waist... I can take this guy. Got him. And then he did the old white guy thing. Gun!
I'm already down the street tweeting
and
about it.
Yo, there's a guy who popped off a gun at Loblaws. I don't know. Yo, you should have seen the guy across the street. Like, the news guy who was like, report. Oh, my God. There was a guy in there. He pulled out a gun. And that's where I got the talk from. Because the man yelled, gun!
Oh, man. But, yeah, man. Shout out to all the people out there. Stay safe. Wash your hands.
For sure.
Wash your ass. Do what you got to do. Oh, and last thing. Shout out to the quarantines out there. Okay?
The quarantines.
Before you continue on that, wait.
Wow, Friday
before
just made
continue,
up a new word.
No, he did
no,
not.
It's not you.
Oh,
he did not make it up. But, guys, be compassionate to your neighbors.
Facts.
Like, I noticed that the shelves are empty. I get it. Everybody's concerned and everybody needs to eat. I'm not stopping that. But be compassionate to your neighbors. Remember that other people live in this world too,
people
and they still have to get by.
Yeah.
Yeah, so facts. Just be compassionate. And especially if you're going out and you know somebody that's elderly or can't get out, make sure you're thinking about them and are able to help them out as well. But be compassionate to your neighbors.
Actual facts.
Super facts. And yeah, shout out to the Quarantines. You know what I'm saying?
Did you say it again?
Quarantines? Yes.
Like whoring.
No. So it's a quarantine thing.
And whoring thing.
No, a quarantine thing.
Oh, a quarantine thing. I thought you said the whoring. Like, they're still whoring.
It's a thing on quarantine.
Okay, yeah.
Right? I didn't make it up. The gal them. I started seeing girls who are in isolation mode.
Right now,
using their hashtag.
And, sure. Hold on.
Swag
finish.
Is a bitch.
Right? These girls are in their crib, ass shaking, hashtag quarantines.
Oh, I tell you right now, private premium Snapchat is probably going fucking hella nuts right now.
OnlyFans, shout out to the OnlyFans girls out there.
That's I don't even know what it's called.
OnlyFans.
See, I don't have Snapchat, so I don't know why.
Well, Snapchat premium is something Snapchat premium, but there's thing. OnlyFans also.
See, me not even know.
You're not even the member. We had an OnlyFans here.
Not here. Well, here. Yeah.
We had an OnlyFans here.
Who?
Tattoo Barbie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
They still do that?
I didn't know that.
Bro, it's on her Instagram. I know.
Sorry. Tattoo Barbie. All right.
You know what I'm saying? And, yeah. But shout out to the OnlyFans girls and the quarantines.
So OnlyFans is like what? Like the new back page or something?
No, it's a webcam something. Time it. It's okay. It's Instagram for nude.
They upgraded Snapchat premium.
Basically. But, yeah, but shout out to all of y'all. Let's do a quick ad before we get to our top six here. Quick thing here for Match Pipes. You know what I'm saying? And don't be sharing these.
Did you pick a winner yet?
Oh, yeah, I did pick a winner. Shout out to Steppa Don Diggity, or Steppa the Don Diggity. He's also one of the beat producers who is in the Respect the Process thing. You know what I'm saying? But like, he jumped into contest. We did the Randomator thing on Sunday night.
Randomizer?
The Randomizer thing on Sunday night on the We Love Hip Hop radio show. And congratulations. He won himself a Match Pipe.
You did say you were going to do it on the weekend.
Yeah. I'm mad at my words. But yeah, Match Pipes, the first all-in-one pipe. This portable durable pipe system is made for everyday cannabis enthusiasts with this refillable built-in lighter, storage bowl, and foldable pipe makes this device the truly most compact dry herb unit on the market. We're also offering a 20% discount on one of those if you want to purchase one of those. Let them know what the code is for the discount.
WLHH20.
Sane. And yeah, you'll get a 20% discount on one of those. And
fool me once. Shame on me. Basically, you can't fool me twice.
You can't fool me twice. All right. Right? And also.
Yeah, what's the code?
Also, if you want to get one of those, hit them up on their website, matchpipes.com, or hit them up on Instagram, matchpipes. Same. Top six.
Ooh, it's a nice list.
Yeah, man. People are still coming out with a lot of music this week, even during the whole quarantine.
We could have had a whole list of just Corona songs. Yo, you think it's a joke?
Facts.
Yo, reggae, hip-hop,
yeah.
R&B, I'm pretty sure. Even, like, satire, yeah. Satirical,
like the GMAC guy we played at the top of the show, GMAC Cash.
Yeah. Yo, I seen one. What? Corona lick the Chinaman now. Corona man lick the Chinaman down. Wow. I said, yo, holy fuck, bro.
Sorry, yeah. Dem Dogs did one too. Shout out Dem Dogs.
Shout out Dem Dogs. Yeah. That one's a little racist, but yeah. Shout out to the Jamaicans out there.
Is that the one, man, that Corona cut, man, like grass clipping or something like that?
No, that was the coronavirus challenge when he was doing.
Oh, no.
He was doing a dance to it and everything.
What's his name? I seen a. Hold on before I get to the six. What's his name there? Mr. Bars Cassidy. Doing the Corona Challenge freestyle.
Yeah, I heard
that. So let's
see
if that spawns a freestyle challenge.
It's probably not. Well, shout out to you, Cassidy. I seen that though.
Okay, well, why can't? Well, he's not relevant enough anymore.
I don't think so. That wasn't Corona. That's the blunt. That's the.
Let a hot grabber hot up him chest.
That's the blunt. But okay, top six. Compiled as usual. The Comment Gang, y'all came through, did your thing. Some of these are from the numbers. But once we get towards the three and up and everything, that's when the Comment Gang scrawl. So, number six, Moolah First, Corona.
Like I said. I said.
I can't.
Back to back. Moolah was on last week.
Yo, too, bro. Well. Say something when you're back there.
Yo. She's gonna Dylan choke you, eh?
You scared me. That's what it was.
Getting the comment gang ready. But yeah, Moolah first. Big tune, Corona. Shout out Moolah. Shout out Rex.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah. Big tune. The thing is, and I enjoyed it too. I he had a lot of bars in there. You know what I'm saying? Very. I like the aggression. He didn't mention anything else about Corona during the lyrics anywhere else.
Clickbait. But that's okay. That's okay. I'll
like,
take it.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't mad at the tune. Like, the tune is still fire, but, like, I was just listening, like, is the Corona in the hook? Did he say Corona in the bars? I was just
33,000. Like, I get you 36 O's.
You know what? If you take, if, you
no
know
Corona
what?
Talk there, brother.
Let's no, see. No. Let's see if this one will go and see if they will stick by me with this.
Mm.
It's contagious, right? It caught on.
Ooh, I wish I had a drum.
Boom, boom, boom.
I'll give you more fire.
Fire.
But yeah, big up to Moolah first. We love hip hop alumni. Make sure to check out his interview. Number 5, MK featuring Smiley, So Alive.
Oh, it's not the other way around.
Smiley featuring MK?
No.
No.
Okay. No. It's MK. MK. Actually, his name's MK So Alive on Instagram. Featuring Smiley.
Okay, I'll just double checking.
Both of them fire verses.
I thought the same thing, and then I realized that it's not that way.
Yeah, because MK, he's on a run. You know what I'm saying? He's starting
he's
to make
on
his
on a run.
On a run.
He's on a run.
On yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
No, we were just making sure that's what you said.
We're clarifying your words.
Yes, we're just clarifying.
Okay, we're clarifying what
we
got
to clarify when it comes to these Toronto guys these days. Like, not the run, a run, right?
He's on a run. He's not on the run.
But like, with Smiley, with the come up that he's had, I've started to see more MK tracks start popping out the vault. You know what I'm saying?
The OLN fam, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Only live niggas. And Smiley.
Alumni, by the way.
Improving with the bars, too. And the flow.
Yo, listen to me. Smiley's been fire from time.
Smiley, you have to know one thing about him. His rap style.
You think so?
Is original. Ah, thank you, Sav. Thank you. Because his rap style, he's since the very first time I heard him, the man's been rapping like that. The man hasn't switched up nothing. Yeah. Yo, the way he talks, oh, that's a toonie. Yo, I love his ad libs to his tracks.
Yeah, like, yeah,
I like that.
Yo,
yeah.
The food needs a. That's an edit. Yo, listen to me. The way he puts in the ad libs in his tracks, they're perfect.
Add the cut. That's an edit. Yeah, bars.
Yo, listen. Yo, that's from a track from how long ago? You understand what I'm saying? But yo, the way he puts in his little ad libs.
Yeah, man.
And I said, yo, the thing only costs 2 G's. That's a toonie. You understand what I'm saying? Yo, bro.
Yeah, man. But shout out to both of them on that track.
Good video.
Good video, too. You know what I'm saying?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, big up, big up, big up. Number 4. Archie, No Assistance.
3M, right?
Yes, 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 yes. Big up to Archie. Big up to 3M French. I see you in the video.
He's been doing his thing for a minute in Toronto.
Who, Archie?
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like, yo, I'm pretty sure him and French have a lot of tracks together.
I was saying that earlier. Yeah.
They have lots of tracks together from, like, back, like, even before, like, even Griselda came on. I'm pretty sure they were doing things together.
They're CLE and not Cleveland guys.
No, yeah, I know that. But I'm saying before that Griselda Blanco tune dropped, I'm pretty sure they were doing their own thing, like two of them. I've seen plenty other videos of them two together.
Question for you: what's CLE?
Chester Lee.
Thank you. Because we were trying to remember. Thank you.
Chester Lee.
I was trying to remember.
CLE, not Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah.
True, said we're imports, right?
Chester Lee.
Yeah, no, we're not from here. We're from
like, yo, I won't even lie.
I had to ask
my cousin. I'm like, yo, what's CLE? And I was like, yo, what? Yo, Chester Lee. I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, cool.
CLE,
cool,
not Cleveland.
Sorry.
Yeah, big up.
But yeah, you see the kids in the video? They're throwing up the signs.
Free the dogs and the demons, man.
Hey.
Yo, that track was fire.
Yo, our guest is 5 minutes away.
Girl says she's out of red. Tell the dumb bitch, shut up. Yo, that song
is
Zilda.
Listen, that is the rudest lyric in that whole
track. It is the rudest lyric in the whole song.
Fire.
But it's fire, though. It's rude, but it's fire.
Well, let's not get sidetracked. Yeah. Big up to Archie.
Yes.
That's
facts.
Big, big fucking tune. My only critique, not a lot going on in the video.
You gotta grab a hot chip, too?
But, no, I think it's just a blunt.
Yeah. But my only critique about the video, not a lot going on. It's just like one scene. But fire tune same way.
There's two scenes. There's two scenes.
What's the next one?
Because there's him by himself, mm-hmm. and there's him in French.
Well, there's a cameo.
No, but there's two. It's two different shots, though. They're not in the same area.
I want a little bit more. That's all I want. Yeah. I still think the track is fire, but I just wanted a little bit more as far as the visual. But
I got hash in mine.
Number three. Lil Baretti doing time.
Tracks big. I like when he comes with his lyrics. He's always on some a different vibe, you know? Like,
yeah.
That girl is cute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Friday mad, but.
Listen, let's not talk about that.
Oh, you want to talk about it?
Oh, you mad, mad.
Okay.
Oh, you mad, mad.
Just to be transparent. Just to be transparent. All right. What we were talking about off the scene. Because there was a little roll that passed in the video, a stomach roll. Okay, and I was like, that was a mistake.
The girl.
Oh,
with the shorty.
So he's saying that they messed up the edit. That he's saying it was a mistake in the editing. They should have fixed it. I was like, no, maybe they left it like that for a reason.
They left it like that, bro.
Thank you.
They left it. You know why they left it?
Shallow ass.
Tell me why they left it.
Cause y'all like Lizzo. Mm-hmm. Shout out my man Gutsy, number one supporter.
Mm-hmm. Gutsy has his hand up for the people who are not
number one supporter. The man threw up the tech fingers. So just know yourself.
Yeah, no, but that's tough.
voluptuous, heavy set women are being put forward in the forefront.
But she's not that.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. The role there just signifies, yo, she has a little bit of meat on her. She's not too skinny. She's not too MAGA. You know, whatever. I think they left that there also because of Kendrick Lamar saying, yo, show me the stretch marks. Show me some real shit. I'm tired of this fucking Photoshop shit.
I think
you y'all, think a man fucked up and left it in edit?
I think
that's
y'all
what he said
given
with his shallow ass.
Listen.
But we know about Friday already.
Shallow how? Listen,
I don't want to stay on this super long, but I don't think that the director was going in with all, the guy who was editing it, going in with all this dignity, like, I'm going to leave this in for the empowerment of women.
I'm not saying,
fucked up,
I'm just saying, yo, I'm just saying, I don't think he sees a problem with it because of the fact that, yo.
He might have been sloppy for a second.
He could have been sloppy, or he could have been thinking, you know what? What if the director, the editor actually liked that and decided, you know what? I'm leaving that in because I like that. And then the man that, who, like, Lil Baretti, probably didn't see the shit and be like, doesn't even really notice it until someone says, yo, why go on with the girl with the role?
Not
then,
if he sat here and fucking picked the shit out of it. Now
because you made it an issue. I don't think it was a problem until you said
thanks,
something.
Sav. Anytime. He'd be throwing me under the bus all the time. I had to do it back.
What I'm saying is, I don't think it would have been an issue. I think it's fine. You know what I'm saying? We're in the times now where bigger, heavy set women are more acceptable.
Shout out to
Lizzo. Skinny MAGA women, they ain't doing it no more. Like, I'm sorry. Like, yo, Nigerians love the big girl, them, you know? Hey. Just no say, you know? Size means wealth, eh?
And Lil Baretta is kind of Nigerian looking type of nigga.
He's got an African pendant. I'm not being disrespectful, but he does got the African pendant. So, who knows? He may be Nigerian.
Let's move on. Number two. Oh, Derek. Featuring YOLO. Uphill,
big tune.
You like that video right there?
Fire
video. I like the YOLO. I like when the YOLO kid comes in. He changes the vibe of the track.
Mm.
Second verse.
That's the YOLO. That's the YOLO. The YOLO guy, no?
Yeah.
You're right. I'm just saying.
They both have fire verses.
No, the whole song is good. Don't get me wrong.
It's the switch in the.
It's just the switch when the man comes in and then.
But the video itself is like actually so good. The graphics are awesome. I really like them.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. With one, it got a Friday rewind.
Yes, I said
rewind.
Awesome.
She said awesome. I'm going to give it. It got the Friday
Kofi
rewind.
Kickback.
And he said that. Can you imagine?
A Ricky rewind.
Can you imagine?
And it's one of my. It's my favorite track on the countdown this week, and with the rest of the honorable mentions.
That's the one for me. Email from that girl.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's the one for me. You know what I mean, big up. You know what I'm saying? Ricky Dredd said it. Number one.
The man didn't tap his chest. The man tapped his stomach. Eh?
I forgot that I had. I didn't know. I thought I had the microphone on me still. But yeah. Number one.
Crying.
Where's the air horn?
Is he here?
Not yet. Freshy Guapo. Pressure. Guts approves. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Freshy Guapo. I see you regular in the comments, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. And he's putting out a lot of music.
It's number one this week.
Number one. Comic Gang came out super strong. All right? Anybody? Opinions? Savvy Sav, go for it.
It's just a little boring. Sorry.
Savvy Sav. Somebody grab our guest. He's outside.
Guys, don't ask that. I'm just saying, it was just...
You weren't
enthused. Just a little bit more. I like the... You know what I like? I like the lights under the car.
Dope. Yeah.
That's as far as it goes for me.
The octagon with the lights.
I don't know.
That was too much. That was like... Yeah, go ahead. That was too much. That was like... You could have did that for not as long. That's all. But... Like, it was still a fire track. And it's number one on the list, so who gives a fuck what I say?
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
The people already spoken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, don't get mad at me. They just asked my opinion. I'm not saying that it wasn't a good video because I liked the lights. I enjoyed that part. I liked that aspect of the video. And I liked that there was a flash of the guys, and then it was just you, and then boom, it was a flash of you and the guys again. I like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The video's not bad. I'm just saying it's a little boring.
Well, you know what?
It's going to get hype. I'm sure it will.
Also, at the same time,
and with social distancing, you know, you can't have too much man in
totally
the video,
understandable. Right? I understand that. So, that's true.
Facts.
I apologize. I take it back.
The man's making it up for what it's going in.
You
the
are definitely
right now, so
following the rules, so I appreciate that.
You know what I mean? Respecting the rules. But at the same time, we're giving our honest opinions on these videos, and I feel like over the times, we weren't always being explicitly honest on what we think on a lot of tracks. We'd just usually be like, yo, big tune, and kind of move on. If we didn't have anything like completely positive to say, we'd just not say it. But that's not doing anybody no good. But at the same time, it doesn't mean that our opinion should sway the people who are looking for good music.
Shit, if my opinion means that much to you, like, I appreciate that you look at it like that, but I got no power in the industry to help you with anything other than maybe put the music on this show.
Yeah.
Other than that, I have no power in this. I don't work with no record labels. I'm not an A&R. I don't do any of that stuff.
Yeah.
So our opinion is only based on what we feel we like about hip hop.
Facts.
And the artist itself. We can't get you anywhere. We can't do nothing more than other than interview you on our platform.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah.
And it doesn't mean also that when it's something that we're not necessarily our jam or something that we don't fuck with, like, musically, that we won't interview you.
Yeah. Like, you know, we're not biased to who we're going to interview. If the people say your music's good and they want to see an interview from you and we can work it out to get an interview with you.
Facts.
We're going to do an interview with you. We're going to try our best to make it happen.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Saying, I mean, like, so I know I could probably speak for Friday when I say I'm pretty sure Friday got no ops. You understand what I'm saying?
Not that I know of.
Right? I'm pretty sure I'm going to say the same. I know I ain't got no ops. If you got a problem with me, that's on you. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't live that op life. You understand what I'm saying?
Facto.
I'm a very fucking, a very easy person to get along with. So, simple and plain, I ain't got no problem with nobody. So, if you got a problem with me, that's on you. You understand what I'm saying? That's your gripe to fucking deal with. But you're not getting no smoke from me because I don't have nothing with nobody. Yep. That's how I live my life. So that's why we could interview anybody, because I don't feel like it's going to be a problem for us to interview anybody because we're not biased and we're not taking sides.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's all I got to say about
that.
The
most unbiased show on the air right now. Facts. Well, let me not jump out the window. Well, I already did. Okay.
Man, I love you, that, you know. Well, at least you didn't say the biggest.
Okay. We're going to do something quick, fast. We're going to do a quick transition here before we jump into the honorable mentions, because one of our guests is actually in the, or our guest is here in the building.
One of our, nigga, what the fuck you trying to do? Shut us down, nigga? We got one guest. Okay?
One guest.
People. We're under the social, we're under the right amount of people, eh?
Facts.
Like, we're literally
under, okay?
We're under.
We're good. We're not, like, today, I was coming back from this grocery store, and I stopped past, I was wet at the light, and I seen a little construction crew. I'm counting. I'm like, yo, you guys are close, bud.
Yeah.
You guys are close. Nine man. You guys are close. The rules is 10. I see you guys out here, nine man. And then I look out the back. I see the next guy come strolling from the truck.
They're
right at the number, eh?
Yeah.
All Spanish guys. No disrespect. All Spanish guys, 10 of them. Bam! Working. I don't know if they came in one car, but I just, they're all there, gathering, hanging, jamming. Bam!
Not practicing social distancing.
They're workers. They, like, they've been working together all day. Fuck it. If one's sick, they're all sick by this point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but no, I found that funny because they say, oh, 10 or more, gathering at 10 or more. These niggas was right at 10.
Well, all I know is big up, and keep your social distancing. We're going to take a quick break and get our guest in, and then we'll jump into the honorable mentions.
One more thing to say.
Mm.
Don't think man's is acting one away, because you see me, I smoke my blunt one away. Mm-hmm. You understand?
Friday said that was a rule.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Blunt to the head. Told, like, blunt to the head.
On the phone, everybody smoking their own blunts.
Okay. I'm the type of dude,
I'll light a blunt, pass it, and walk away. I don't really give a shit. You understand? But yes, a one-away thing.
One-away thing. All right, so let's take a quick break and get our guest in.
For himself.
So I haven't drinking water still. It's terrible, I know.
Oh, you don't drink the water?
Yeah, I don't drink water. It's terrible, I know. Everyone gets that to me all the time. You don't drink water. I need to have diluted in my water.
Need what? What do you put in it?
Flavored water.
You need to put it has a flavored water.
Oh, okay.
I'm a wave kid. For the people who are just like now tuning back,
you say you're a wave kid?
A weird kid.
Oh, I think you said I'm a wave kid, you know? I'm a wave kid, you know, that's what we do. I was like, oh, okay, weird kid. Okay, yeah, well.
For the people who are just now tuning back in, we had to be, you know, it's obviously a cut-in, right, for the listening audience. But I wanted to take a quick break so we can bring our guest in early before we get into any interview and all that stuff. And for the people who are just now tuning in, we got Flash Johnson, director Flash Johnson in the building.
Appreciate it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Honored to be here, man. I see this place on YouTube at home. It's much bigger than it looks on screen.
Yeah. You know, we do our job of doing what we do inside the frame, you know what I'm saying?
The magic of the camera.
Yeah. Nah, it's always good though. I always feel like when I watch something at home and then actually come there, I'm like, oh, okay, this is how they do it. How'd you do it? Like,
and you know, a lot of times, like, well, a lot of people are listening right now saying, wait a minute, that's not a Toronto accent. Flash is coming to us via the UK.
I'm basically Canadian, innit? Basically, innit? Like, you know, everything about me, but you're from the UK, man.
You'll be Canadian when you lose the accent. You understand? And then you'll be able to blend.
But if I lose the accent, then there's nothing else to me right now. Being British is what's, you know, sustaining me right now. Yeah.
That's what's separating you from the masses.
Yeah, that's what's separating me right now.
Okay. But I wanted to bring you in on our honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. We just finished doing our top six list mm-hmm. of the tracks that were, like, picked by the people to get into the top six videos in Canada,
mm-hmm.
but we're going through our honorable mentions list, and I want to get your opinion on some of the stuff after we run through the list. I'm going to run through the list quick, and then, you know, we'll, some of these people you probably directed some videos for. So, Tisha Webster, Splash, Black of the Dawn, Fake Flex, Lavish, Different, John Doe, Noir, Julian Waldron, Free Wari, A.R. Paisley, Gold Soul, Slim De Niro, Paul Holm, King Mo, Get Some, Chris Bandit, Dancing with the Devil, what is it? Cripple and Junk. Switch Up.
I don't know where my phone is, so
I'm sorry. True North. Crooks and Castle. Damili. Mop the Block. Sean Lewis. Get Out. Zaza. 2 a.m. Campaign. Trust. G-Boy. G-Boy Row featuring S. Way Boys. Today featuring T. Clark. Heartless. Block Boy Twitch. Big Glizzy. Pull Up. Featuring Ultra Slapdown.
The hardest Young. Track is big.
Yeah. Drizzy Giuliano, Paved the Way, Morph and Versus Baby, Midnight, and Houdini, Fantastic. So that's our honorable mentions list.
Obviously, you have to big up Big Glizzy because, you know, that one dropped on LondonXCanada.com a few days ago.
Directed
by the boy, you know.
Mm-hmm. You say Big Glizzy is you.
Big Glizzy's me, nice. So
okay. That's Flash on there.
I reached out to Block Boy Twitch. I was in the UK and I was listening to Charters too. And obviously, we'll get into documentary stuff later, but I saw the documentary. I was like, Block Boy Twitch is one of my top 10 favorite Toronto rappers. So I was like, yo, and it's a blessing that I can just call these guys now. I'll be like, yo, I'm coming to the city. Yeah, this song, all right, let's go.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And Flash was already, I'm sorry, Blockboy was already familiar with your work and stuff.
Yeah, because he's on the documentary. So this was after the documentary. True, innit? True. I was like, yo, Big Glizzy, let's get it. It's either Big Glizzy or Face It. But I got thought, yeah, Big Lizzy's the one, so, you know.
Okay, okay.
John Doe, I've shot with him before. Obviously, I've done stuff with AR Paisley for documentary. But there's so many rappers out here. I'm just all...
I don't think you hit the tip of the iceberg yet.
Just, yeah, literally.
Yeah, so you worked with John Doe on this list also?
Yeah, I had not that video. We done a video. I don't know if he...
This video right here?
That's no, not that one, no. One, he said.
I don't know if he's put it out yet, but we done some. So,
okay.
When was it? Last year, March. So it was still in the archives, but yeah.
Okay. I want to bring up a few news stories also before we go on. Before we get to our interview segment.
Yeah, go on.
Okay. Does Drake have COVID-19?
That's your question. Wow. Right off the top.
Yo, the man is. Yo, this guy don't have no filter.
I don't know.
What are I supposed to filter this?
Yo, Flash, the man, I flashed it. What?
I see something about Drake in his house the other day, where he said he's not leaving his crib, but...
Okay, I'll explain.
Please okay? do, Friday.
And then I want to get everybody's opinions.
Because you know people are going to be like, what? The whole of Toronto, whoever listens to this, when they hear this, they're going to be like, what did this guy just say? That wasn't on CP24?
Okay, well, I'm not putting it on the man.
If he had it, I don't think they would say, he would say anything.
I'm just saying, we reported earlier in the intro, okay, about the different people who have the virus, okay? Kevin Durant, Lucian Grange, both people who've been around the boy.
Right. Recently.
Where's my fucking sound effect?
Yeah, because Kevin Durant tested positive, and 4 other people on the Nets tested positive. Friday is saying that Drizzy was hanging out with the boys.
6 pictures. Days before that.
So a week before, the man's confirmed.
Hanging with Kevin Durant.
How the fuck did Kevin Durant get is the question. But,
boom.
You know, whatever. Ooh. Nonetheless.
I see something about Drake saying that he's stuck in his house.
How long ago was that?
3 days, yeah, right. Yeah, 2 days ago.
2 days ago?
Man's haunted. Can't get a haircut.
Yeah. Oh, you see the video? The video's like, that video was floating around.
What video?
There was a video of someone trying to give him like, he said, yo, there's something bugging my nose. Something's itching my nose. And the man's like, was going to give, say, no, I don't want a lineup, man. But he's like, yo, the man's coming. He's like, And the guy's like, yo, shut the fuck up. Stop. What are you doing, man? The man's like, all right, go. And the man starts, no, not a lineup. He's like, no, I see it. Yeah, something in your left nostril or right nostril or whatever. The man says, okay. All right. And then as the man's finished, and the man's like, all right, I'm not doing it. Fuck it. I'm not doing it.
I'll show you.
But yo, Flash, I can see the genuine concern in your face right now. The man's sitting back here like, Drizzy.
Yeah, like.
Yo, the man's sitting back here like, no, not Drizzy.
I'm not trying to scare nobody. And I'm not trying to spread no fake news.
I'm not around him, innit? I don't know him, innit? But it's still like,
I'm not trying to spread no fake news neither. So I'm not saying that he has it. I'm asking the question.
This is a question.
I don't know if he has it. But if he has it,
diagnosis
I don't think he would announce it.
You think he'd keep it to himself?
Yeah.
Is it smarter to keep it to himself or tell?
I'm going to play it on the speaker. I'm going to turn on our vocals a quick fast.
That's my question.
What are you doing? Lining up his stash?
No, I just said, like, something's tickling my nose.
But he keeps fucking making... All right, fuck off.
No. Okay. That's not it. That's the lineup for my stash.
I know.
I got it on the speakers here.
It's your left it's your left nostril, by the way.
Get it?
Yes. Okay. Fuck off. Just close your eyes. Fuck off. All
right. That's not it.
I know it's not it. I'm just while I'm here.
He's not pulling nothing out his nose. He's just giving him a lineup. So why is he jumping? It's not like he's got a tweeze up his nose.
It's
like,
the COVID-19, fam. It's starting to infect his brain.
I'm not getting involved still. I'm still trying to work it, man. Still, you know. I'm just playing.
Drizzy Drake, no smoke, okay? No free smoke for me
I'm
today.
I'm not involved still, you know. Like me, still trying to work. You know, the budgets and all.
These are just.
OVO MO, you get me? OVO MO, you know, we got this, man, you know?
man distance himself real quick. I'm not with this bullshit Friday's talking, okay? No, not me. This is I'm trying to get that money split. I'm back. You know?
Okay, all right, listen. These are the sole opinions of Friday Ricky Dread and not the We Love Hip Hop podcast or Flash Johnson.
OVO MO.
Well, I'm just saying, you've just been around a lot of COVID-19 carrying ass motherfuckers. So isolate yourself, my nigga. Don't be around. Don't let me see nigga walking around the fucking downtown streets and all that type of shit.
But he doesn't come downtown, does he?
Listen. I just don't want to see no Instagrams outside because then I'm going to have to start looking at that nigga sideways. But let's move on.
You know?
I've said enough.
So what's your question, sir?
It's not time for that yet. I guess I'll wait.
You have a question?
I'll wait.
Okay. You have a question? Yeah. You don't want to know?
I don't care.
Okay.
I just don't talk about Drake.
No, okay.
I'm just not a Drake fan, so I keep my opinions to myself. FYI.
My question now, and this is the last thing I feel like we should, it probably won't be the last thing we're talking about with fucking COVID-19. What is everybody doing in the isolation times? And what is everybody doing to prepare for isolation?
I'm still trying to figure out how I'm going to get back to the UK.
Are you trying to fly out or walk off?
I don't know when this is dropping, but today is, what's the day today? Today is Wednesday.
18th, I think.
I meant to go home on the 24th. Yeah.
You might be alright, maybe.
I don't think so. Still, my dad just messaged me. My mom's messaged me.
They want you home.
Maybe you gotta go.
I've got videos to shoot, though, man.
I got business to handle. How
is that? Okay, I don't want to get into the interview, but at the same time, is this a non-interview kind of question?
All right.
How's that going?
The people still gotta get paid. The rappers I work with don't care. I was on set yesterday in Hamilton. It's a big courthouse and all that stuff, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone had their hand sanitizers and these are real, man, you know? Hand sanitizers. Yo, man, pass me the hand sanitizers like it's passing a spliff. Everyone sanitizing their hands.
Was niggas doing a lot of dapping and bringing in that?
That's where I got that one from when I came in. It's that one. You said you good, yeah?
Elbow ting, yeah, man.
It's an elbow ting still.
Any quarantines?
Duh.
You know quarantines?
No, quarantines.
See, he knows what the quarantines are.
Hold on. Quarantine.
Yeah, quarantines.
Quarantine? That's when you sex
yourself. No, quarantine.
Quarantines.
The girl you're on quarantine with.
Oh, you stay at home. I stay at home with Maddie.
Yes.
No.
During this quarantine.
I'm working.
The man said he's working.
I'm working through this epidemic time. You know?
He's working.
Working, you know?
So no quarantine.
The grind don't stop.
No quarantine, you know? Home alone. You get me?
So Macaulay Culkin, home alone shit.
Oh, home man. Alone. So what are you doing to prepare for isolation or in isolation times, sir?
Well, you know, supposed to be self-isolated. So that's what I've been doing, staying home most of the time, just staying home, getting my little 1-2s, you know, not going out there panic shopping, you know, but I buy a little 1-2 for my house, you know, but other than that, I'm really just taking it how it goes, how it comes, you know, like I'm doing a thing for the podcast.
Give it a couple of weeks, it'll be over, man.
You think so?
It's just a pipe, but I don't know.
A couple of weeks?
Obviously I know it's serious, yeah, and I understand it's serious, isn't it, yeah? I just feel like it's over, like they're blowing it over way too much.
Overhyping it.
Yeah. I feel like that. When anyone's saying, oh, you don't know, like me not being able to go home, I feel it when I go to the airport and they told me I can't go home. Until I get to the airport, I'm moving like it's a normal day.
Well, I had a trip planned for Ghana and that got kiboshed, yo.
Did you get your money back?
I got. And let me tell y'all a quick fucking story here. My trip cost like $1,165.
Mm-hmm.
I got about $800 of it back. Okay.
What happened to the rest?
I had to pay $100 upfront fee to get to do the process to get the $800 back. So technically, $700 back.
So where's the rest though?
In their pocket.
In their pocket. The policy, the airlines, the specific airline, not the place where I booked it through. Cheap flights,
mm-hmm.
Right? Fuck you, cheap flights.
You get what you pay for, right? That's what they say.
Or cheap air. Fuck you, cheap air.
Whatever. It is.
Yeah, they said if the airline's policy, that specific airline, KLM. Fuck you too, KLM.
Right? Directly in the camera.
Wicked, eh? Yo, it's super petty, eh? Don't fuck with Friday.
Yo, bro. That's like $400 they just robbed me for. I can't go to Ghana.
At least you got something better than nothing.
No, but he's supposed to go for a funeral. His father passed, right?
I was going for a funeral, one. And two, they sent a message from Ghana, like a long letter saying, yo, nobody come to our country. If you're not Ghanaian, stay where you are.
If you're not a citizen, you're...
Yeah, I'm going to post that in the thing, yeah.
Stay your ass in Canada, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, this stuff is serious, though.
Yeah, so hold on, but you should be okay, though. Because they closed the border, what, U.S. Canadian, where I'm pretty sure...
I was getting told there's army people, there's army walking around the streets of London.
Wow, is that martial law out there? Damn, son.
There's army walking the fucking streets, bro.
Yeah. That's why I got a message today. They are taking it seriously.
But do you feel like they weren't taking it seriously?
Yeah, before.
Yeah.
Because like everyone's making a joke. Coronavirus. Corona. It was a joke.
Like, you know, that's why they changed the name, I'm pretty sure, from Corona to COVID-19. To COVID, yeah. Because COVID-19 gives you more of a scare. It's like...
Yeah.
COVID-19. Whoa.
That's corona. That's a coronavirus. That.
I know, but what I'm saying is... I know it's the coronavirus, but I'm saying because people were starting to... You were trying to see memes of... Corona bottles being like isolated to beer. So you know the beer company was probably like, oh, Corona fuck, took a hit, man. Corona. Then I seen my girlfriend told me, oh, she's seen a thing. Oh, let's hope this thing done before the summer, before the ticks come. Then they'll have Corona Lime.
Corona like, and limes.
Like stupid little jokes like that are being made, right? So
the meme gods are at work, friend.
Oh man. And the scammers. I got so many scammer calls in the last day. Air duct cleaning. This guy over here, oh, you know which one? The CR1 is looking for you. You have a warrant for your arrest. You know, press 1 to deal with it right now. Da 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 da.
Even with these videos, this video right here that we're making, I can't call it coronavirus something something. YouTube will take it down. That's a rule right now. That any videos that have coronavirus or whatever in the title, like that's a no-no.
It's weird because even that I don't. I'm not taking it serious because it's serious, yeah. But even if someone coughs around me, I'm kind of like,
you're weary.
You're looking at them sideways.
Right, if you cough right now, so normal with them now. You might have a little something in your chest.
If you're
just normal with it.
Yeah.
I was in a barbecue today. Mom was strangling me with the tissue thing, and I wanted to cough, but I didn't want to, you know.
Yeah.
I was just sitting there like holding it like.
Stickers in a barber chair. I might have to wipe that microphone down after. I'm just playing.
He got
okay. let's cut to a break, and then we're gonna get back to this interview here with Flash Johnson because we got some more questions to ask you. Now that you're here in Toronto, still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm still here, man.
So I'm gonna take us out or take us to a break with a track here called "Street Proverb" by Tone Kelly featuring Rifa. Thing. That's funny.
Yeah. Some real life shit here, man. It's a debate, man. I would like between me and you and your issues. Don't hold me accountable. Yeah. When street rivals dying over jealousy, for envious ways, some kind of legacy, for a name but it's pain, just call for what I see, in a place so cold, filled with so much enemies, most single mothers hustle before they be they see it, while the baby father jail wait for his canteen, last night shit got killed, yeah it was a bad scene, Trump going off, he won a war, nowadays they got disease that's so worse than SARS, I guess that's why they really want to live on Mars, huh? The pipeline going while that oil's still flowing. Trudeau don't give a shit, he got some other things going. Teachers keep striking on that picket line showing.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready when you're ready.
All right. All right, we got another one going on here.
Yeah.
Part 2.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
It's crazy because this time around,
this is my guys, man. This is my guys, man.
It's your boy, Flippin'
Man. I'm live, and
we
here, man. Gang, shit, what's up?
Talk to me. Hey, listen. You know, I'm so excited that you're here because you're the headliner now, dog.
Yeah, yeah,
when
yes.
we first met, you were opening for Tory Lanez back in the days.
Yeah, yeah. That shit crazy, man, you know?
And that was not even that long ago, too. Yeah, like, if you think about it.
Nah, you know, Tory my big brother, so it's like, for me to watch Tory when I was younger and coming up, that shit just had an impact on me.
Mm.
It's crazy because y'all called it.
Yeah.
Y'all said it. You said it.
That's I couldn't leave you alone as a drink.
Friday picked it. He's like, yo, that track you have right now, that's up?
Yeah.
That's a hit right there.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
That's facts.
Mm.
I ain't even gonna lie, that's facts.
So from there, I started seeing the track bubbling.
Mm-hmm.
I started seeing you popping up all over the place online, genius interviews all over, yeah, and then yeah. boom, I started seeing We The Best.
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
All right, so We The Best, that came through just me having a relationship with Khaled and through other family members, like Sav and Shipes, you know what I'm saying? Just
yeah.
other people that were important to me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro, that's just how it came about. Me and Khaled, we just had an organic relationship.
Yeah.
We just built. That was like my big brother. I was just texting him the other day, so it's like, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Khaled be out here, too.
Yeah, he's mixing.
Yeah. What's one piece of advice that, because Khaled's like an inspirational
Very
speaker.
Inspirational.
You know what I mean? What's one piece of advice that's been sticking with you since that you started building with him?
Never stop.
Mm.
Yo, Khaled doesn't stop. Khaled hustles.
Yeah.
He does not stop.
He can't stop. You gotta keep going, I'm saying? Like, that's one thing that he always tells me. You know what I mean? And I got how I move. Y'all heard that shit?
Yeah.
How I move featuring Lil Baby.
I love that.
Yo, make sure y'all go hear how I move featuring my brother Lil Baby, you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
That's just a hit, you know what I mean?
And Lil Baby's on fire, too.
Like, he's on fire.
Too.
But, yeah, bro, like, we just working right now. I'm just trying to make shit happen, you know what I'm saying? Just keep shit going the way it's supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Just keep things rolling.
Momentum,
you know what I'm saying? Keep communicating with the people that saw him out here. Like,
I feel like
my second home. I got the motherfucking jersey.
Yeah, I see you. You're repping it hard. But you were repping it last time, too.
Come
same
on.
Idea. You were like, yo, Toronto is my second home.
Yeah.
Niggas know what it is.
Now that you're starting to get paper out here from this rap game, like real, real paper.
No, I'm broke, baby.
That's not my rich.
I'm just the one get in your pocket question, okay? What's the most expensive thing you bought so far?
A crib.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah. I got myself a crib.
Nice.
I
mean,
you have to invest in that.
Yeah.
It's mandatory, you know what I'm saying?
I always look. Because like I watch a lot of interviews and I see people who are in that spotlight, who are making it. So now that we're sitting here doing interviews with people who are doing that, I always want to know, like, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this?
Shit, I don't want to know. I'm saying I'm doing this for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the best answer.
If I told you, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm here right now, but that's all I can tell you.
Yeah.
The work has to stop because, like we said, when we first met you, you were doing a tour. You were opening up.
Yep.
Now you're headlining this one.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just.
Yeah, it means a lot to me. That's what people don't understand. You know what I'm saying? That's why when I see you, I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, what up, nigga? Like,
yeah,
it's love. It's all love.
You know what I mean? Like, it was all the
way. You remember a lot of your first?
What, first interviews?
Yeah, like a lot of your first happenings as you're rising in this industry. Like, for example, you did the first interview with us here in Canada. So you remember us from that.
Exactly.
But what other first thing you remember?
I don't know. It was like, bro, I don't know. That's an off question. I don't fucking know.
Like, if you're traveling to France and shit like that, right?
Like, what's the first thing that happened to you when you got off the plane in something in some place foreign?
I don't fucking know.
It's just a blur.
Like, I don't know. It's like a blur. Like,
you're in the moment right now.
If you ask me what I'm into, or what the fuck I like, I'll be like, the money, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I do.
I love it, you know what I'm saying?
Hella
icy.
I'm trying, you
know what I mean? Yeah. What's the biggest show that you've done so far? Any country?
The biggest show.
where you're like, holy fuck, there's this many people in front of me right now? God damn.
Biggest show, I'd say was Staples Center. Staples Center, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Staples Center.
Nigga from Brooklyn doing the Staples Center, dog. Yeah, that's crazy.
That was the biggest shit to me, you know what I'm saying?
So what was that, what was that feeling like? Like, like you made it to Staples Center. Like, did you even think you're gonna hit that type of heights? Like as a format, I mean, not that type of heights, but like in way of like arenas to play in. You know what I mean? Like Madison Square Garden and them things.
I always thought like that, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way to think.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to think any less of myself, because if you do that, that's what you attract, you know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I always knew I'd be in the arenas. I always knew I'd be in the big shows, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always knew I'd be doing that shit.
Yeah. Because
that's what I was thinking about. That's what I was attracting, you know what I'm saying? And I was here. I got my hand on this shit. I'm just...
headlocking it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm playing with this shit.
What about Gwala Life? What's going on with Gwala Life?
Gwala Life, Gwala Gang, that's a lifestyle, you know what I mean? That's me. That's God's unique accolade life required. You know what I mean? That's it's just a way of mentality, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's just how we move.
Gwala Life?
Yeah.
Gwala Gang.
Because we spoke about that the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As you've grown now into these levels, has anything changed with that? Has it still stayed the solid?
Of course. It's still a solid foundation, you know what I'm saying? Of course. As brothers always fight, but everything is still solid amongst us, you know what I'm saying? And that's what makes us God's unique accolade life required. You know we still brothers. Like today, I was having a conversation with my brother about life, you know what I'm saying? Just on some crazy shit. We got into a heated debate, but it's just for us to come to an understanding. That's like, all right, we move in a
family.
You know what I'm
saying? Family squabble. Exactly. They have these little beasts, and you can put it onto the side and know that it's not going to be nothing more than. We just exchange words.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what makes us family, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why we tight, you know what I'm saying? So,
Even with being a guy originally coming out of Brooklyn, right? And with the passing of Pop Smoke, R.I.P. Pop Smoke.
Rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
How has that affected, like, even with your people around you, you know what I'm saying?
And I mean, it hurts because it's like you see someone accomplish so much and they pass. I mean, that shit is whack.
He was just starting his career, right?
That shit was wild, man, that shit.
Yeah. Less than a year?
Yeah, bro, and it's like for someone to be accomplishing so much, they growing up. They getting it back. And people are just hating, that just shows you, you know what I'm saying? Just
Gorgeous. Has that affected any of the way that you move since that, since those events?
You know, it just makes me think. That's all I can say.
Makes you appreciate more too, right? What you have, and what you're accomplishing.
Yeah.
Because it, like, it's sad to say, but within a blink of an eye, it could all be gone.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts. Well, a couple more questions. What's your craziest tour story so far?
Craziest tour story?
Yeah, because you've been on a...
You've been traveling.
When you first spoke, you were like... just finishing up a 20-show tour.
Yeah, you're saying a 21st show or something like that.
Craziest tour story.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Me and Tori, I had a show. We was on tour. I had a show with Tori. We did that. Went to the club. He pulled me out to perform. Did that. You know what I'm saying? Got super drunk, turned up. Woke up the next morning. I got my phone blowing up. Everybody like, yo, Drake just reposted your shit. Leave me alone.
Okay. I was waiting for, woke up and was like, yo, where the fuck did y'all come from?
Yeah, what were you doing last night? You know the pictures we have? What were you doing last night?
I ain't getting in trouble. Wifey, I ain't doing nothing.
No, I'm not trying to put any trouble on you either. I'm not trying to say you are doing anything. I don't want to get you in trouble, no.
But so, with this being the top of 2020 right now, what do you got planned for the rest of the year and even moving forward?
Projects, visuals, shows, just staying occupied, not staying still, you know what I'm saying? Just to continue to keep working, you know what I mean? That's the main objective, you know what I mean? I can't stay still.
Yeah.
I can't stay still, because if you do that, you lose momentum, and that's what you don't want to do. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to lose momentum. That's what's up.
Yeah. Yo, man, flip the narrow in the motherfucking
part two. Building.
Yeah.
With the guys, man. With the fam, guys.
Locking another one.
You got all the guys.
You know what I'm saying? We got another one locked in the vault.
That may be Guts trying to get it.
Yeah. But we all good, you know what I'm saying? We love hip hop.
Yeah, we love hip hop, man. You know what it is.
You know what I'm saying? Flip the narrow.
Yeah, who that? They going crazy. Who that? Who that? That's we love hip hop, man.
How much longer
we got? Like 2 seconds.
We're just about to finish.
We're almost done.
We're wrapping it.
Quick cheers.
Alright, Flip De Niro. We love hip hop.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. We love hip hop. It's your boy Flip De Niro, man. Shout out to the fan, the guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, nothing but continuing success to you, man. My brother.
Hey, keep motivating, keep thriving, keep going, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we lit. Let's get it.
Scene?
Part two. Yeah. We love hip hop.
World's Most Smoked Out Podcast.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, and the Smoke and Mirrors basically is like our new segment. We covered world topics.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably get into some COVID shit. Hip hop, all types of shit.
COVID shit.
Super tired.
And for the people who are just tuning into the Smoke and Mirrors segment, we got Flash Johnson from Movies Only in the building. You know what I'm saying? Young Berg. You know who Young Berg is? Hitmaker.
Yeah.
Hitmaker.
I've seen it.
Hitmaker. And he used to be the rapper Young Berg, who used to get robbed by every fucking buddy all the time, right? Young Berg dispels rumors.
The Skepticon chain and then seeing that.
Thank you.
I remember New York guys were terrorizing him for a minute.
He was the rapper Pinata for a second.
Yeah, they were just terrorizing him for a minute.
What?
Right? So Hitmaker dispels rumors of him pistol whipping his girlfriend with botched home invasion video.
What's wrong with these guys?
So there was a story that was going out that Hitmaker assaulted his girlfriend and he pistol whipped her and Ray Tay Tay. Okay?
Ray Tay Tay.
Right? Toronto.
That's going to need a subtitle also.
Right?
No, we say it. None of them say it.
Rare. Right? But then he jumped on the gram and he clarified it by saying, one, like he had a whole long statement saying the girl's not his girlfriend. And he showed a video in the swipe of some guys who were trying to get into his house.
Mm.
So she's
Set up thing,
eh?
Okay. Right? And then apparently he got into a fight with her. She was trying to get him to go into the hot tub area. And they show on the video these guys by the hot tub area trying to get in, but they couldn't, one of them jumped the fence, but they couldn't get into the house area or they could, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I guess they weren't expecting...
They could only get so far.
But I guess they were expecting the shit to be ready and open for them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so. Right? And Young Berg reacted by fucking the girl up and whatever.
Young Berg. It's right? Funny because, he was a pinata for a minute.
Microphone.
He seen through the phone. Like, I guess he checked Shorty's phone and he seen, like, she was sending texts to people like, yo, I'm at so-and-so.
Yeah.
She dropped the addies.
Oh, okay.
She's dropping the addies and you know what happened to Pop Smoke recently.
Yeah.
It's like I was meant to work with an artist over here. I'm not going to say names. Mm-hmm. But the rule was no phones or set. Your phone goes in the bucket and you get it back when you finish.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yo, I don't trust these shorties. I'm like, don't worry. Whatever girl we get, our phone's going in the bucket. And I put in a post, paid video shoot. But one rule, your phone goes in the bucket. We end up shooting the video in the end, but just know you know.
That's a fucking great rule.
Of course. It's smart. It's simple. Yo. Here's a number. Take a number. This is your phone.
Bye. Yeah. Imagine... that, because she was trying to get him to go to the hot tub area. Imagine he fucking
went there, got all comfortable in the hot tub. She locked the door. Whoop whoop. Yeah, they probably thought, oh, what? This iceberg? This Young Berg? Oh, man, you don't remember?
As much as you can love the shorties, yeah, you just be careful, man. You can't have any and every shorty in your crib.
Yeah, that's what he said when he first dropped the statement. He was like, if she tried to pop smoke me.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. That's the thing.
That's going to be
Don't drop the addy. You know what I'm saying, man? Because what? Isn't one of his songs Drop the Addy and We Slide In or something like that?
But that's not.
Well, it's in the hook.
Yeah.
What? I don't. I'm
drop
I'm
the
just,
addy and we gonna slide.
I don't know. I'm just asking, right?
Okay, Freddie.
So, that track was a banger.
It's fine.
Yeah, so like, that's possible. What's going on now. That's what everybody's on now. Oh, you're dropping addies? Oh. But remember, people been saying, yo, what? You're about that life. You want that smoke? Yo, send the addy. Drop the addy. You know, so
Yeah, man. But yeah, shout out to Berg, man.
Yeah, shout out for him being quick witted.
What do you think about that, man? Like,
definitely, you just can't trust these girls sometimes. Just be careful who you have around you. I've got trust issues anyway. I'm paranoid. I be like that, especially when I'm around new people. And I don't know. It's if you're being way too nice to me, I don't. What do you want? I'm paranoid. I could be around you a couple times, and I'm still paranoid. I don't like leaving people in my personal space while I'm not there.
Yeah.
You get me?
So you meet a lot of random like people because you're a director.
But I don't meet a lot of random people where
I mean random, but you know what I mean. You meet a lot of people, so it's like you say you're wary of people and stuff.
Yeah, but
like
at work it's different. I'm talking in my personal space.
Okay.
At work I'm the director. You don't want to. Why would you want to upset the director?
No,
if the director done that to you.
No, for
but
sure.
In my personal space, I'm I'm a bit weird. Like like everyone knowing where I be because.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I got a child at the end of the day as well, so it's like, even if I'm not in the country, I still got a child that looks at me like I'm a superhero. So
You're smart, man. You're smart.
Trust me.
You can obviously see that he's smart.
Yeah,
the man seen the opening and said, "Yo, fuck it, let me go from the UK over to Toronto and do my thing."
Facts.
Like the man said, "Yo, that's a common thing in the UK for the billboards."
Facts.
The man came over here and seen said, "What? Hold on, only this man is doing billboards here." What? Billboard.
Facts.
And believe it or not, that's a big thing because
it's on the busiest street.
Exactly.
Before Young and London's.
Right. Yeah. And it's not common.
Yeah.
Like you said, only Tory Lanez or Drake
or
pay for those.
Air Praise got one too.
But then
Saga. I'm talking downtown though.
But downtown, like these, like this is not something you know.
Yeah.
Swagger right, and they spray painted their face downtown on a wall. You know, that's cool and everything, but they had billboards too. I'm not saying they didn't have billboards, but for a man to be like, pull out his pocket and be like, "Yeah, man, I'm gonna throw up a billboard."
There's no billboards where my billboard is.
No,
I don't know if you've been down there. When you get been on there,
I've been around that area.
Yeah, have you seen it?
Well,
I've seen it on the gram, but
I've seen the picture on the gram. Yeah.
When you man get a second, if it's local, like. Just go down there. It's
I'm one of the things. Try and pass by on my way home.
Yeah, you got. It's one of the things you got to take in.
Yeah.
If you're driving because it's raining outside, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you got to take in when you turn. If you see, you might see the video on my Instagram when I'm going to do the reveal. But see when you turn, and you see number three, because when I saw it and you see the video, I was screaming like, "Fuck! What are you doing? I'm getting crazy because it's like." It's so surreal in person, and now you view with me, and then you go and see that. It's like, raw, that's mad.
Yeah,
I haven't been there in like a week. I'm gonna probably go there later.
Yeah,
just look it again.
It's inspiration.
Yeah, I got another news story here for y'all. Barack Obama, President Barack Obama, is following porn star Sarah J.
On what?
Instagram.
You know, he still needs to get. You know, is. You know?
Is Michelle okay with that?
So okay,
maybe she's a political supporter.
Maybe she even knows. maybe they're doing things.
Yo, you never know. Maybe they bring her into the bed. I mean,
everybody just jumps out the window to defend.
We say he doesn't control his Twitter.
Come on,
the man got hacked.
Oh, okay,
this is Instagram.
On the mic.
Barack Obama, fam. You think he's there on Insta, like, really?
Yes.
I see Sarah J. Let's follow her. If anything, he's gonna follow, like, Pinky, fam. Like, he's not gonna follow Sarah J.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, Guts, do not put words in Obama's taste, okay? He's not into Pinky. He's into Sarah J.
Oh,
my question.
Friday.
If he wanted to follow Pinky, the nigga would have followed Pinky.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. Friday, he followed Sarah J. Me. He was specific. My question is...
Her name is Sarah also.
Sorry, I didn't hear you, Savvy.
Isn't her name Sarah also?
Who?
Pinky.
Oh shit, nigga.
Okay, that's
bars.
Besides the point. That's
okay,
besides
bars.
The point. My question is it right for a politician or a married man to follow a porn actress?
I follow models all day long.
If they're political supporters, why aren't you following them?
Because they suck dick for living on camera.
If they're political supporters, why can't you follow them?
Trump did it.
I was gonna ask, what about
so we're gonna do what Trump does. So you're saying no. Or you're saying
I'm
yes?
I'm saying, to be honest, yeah.
You're saying you're cool.
They could. You don't know what goes behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. When your money's different, shit's different.
Facts.
When your money's different, shit is different.
Hey.
Ooh, title.
All I'm saying is thank you, Sam. Send that to me, please. They could have easily brought him doing his thing. And yeah, you know what? He can follow her. Why not?
So you guys are both agreeing with this?
I'm sure when you're
not. Listen, I'm not a married man. So but I'm not going to.
Things are different when you're at the top.
You got titles for fucking days.
The man, the ex-president, like, yeah, man, she could be a president. So what about now? So what about what's it called? So you say it's not right for Bill Clinton to follow Monica.
Listen, I have no problems with none of this.
Let me say it's not. He knows the blowjob.
After Graham was back around back those days, oh,
that'd be stinky.
He would have got caught before the whole thing blew up in the Oval Office just by somebody catching him in the DMs.
DMs are dangerous.
So, okay, I'm glad that everybody's okay with this. I'm okay with it.
Is Michelle okay with it?
That's the question. Is Michelle okay with it?
How did you find this information?
Sorry, what?
How did you find this information?
Breakfast Club. Shout out to Breakfast Club. Shout out Angela Yee on the rumor report.
Excuse me.
It's a rumor, but not a rumor. It's not a rumor, actually.
I'm going to go through her 2.3 million followers, and I'm going to find this. Just hit the search,
and you'll see Barack. You don't have to go scroll through. Hit the search, and you'll see Barack. Smiling, probably doing a fucking jump shot.
In his jogging pants.
Okay, and while you're looking for that, I'll hit y'all with another news story. What's everyone's views, and this is like not time sensitive, what's everyone's views on rappers paying for music video views or followers?
No, it doesn't work. You lose them after a while. Followers. Views thing, that's not going to work because I don't cut to your streams.
Elaborate a little bit on that, please. Elaborate with the streams.
If you buy views, it doesn't count to your streams if you monetize your music, as we were saying earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You buy views, and then you're going to lose views because some of these companies are some weird companies. I'm not saying I've done it, I haven't done it, but I just, I've looked into it just so I know, because obviously I started my YouTube channel, so I wanted to see how things work.
Yeah.
And then the channels can get ripped down as well.
This is true. And what you're saying with the streams, like somebody on Spotify might not have like a bunch of streams on Spotify, but you got like half a million views on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't count. It doesn't add up. When you get your payout, you're looking like, well, everyone thinking you got like 10 grand, but you might have got three.
Or nothing.
Yeah, we talked about this before.
What are your views on it?
I don't think it's something you should do. I think you should try to build your supporters organically, if you through just what you're putting out.
Yeah, yeah.
And, it's going to be hard at first, but just grind.
Yeah,
Excuse me. I would say just grind. I don't support the idea of paying for views or paying for followers because, like you said, you can lose them. Mm. You might get 10,000 followers, 10,000 views, but at the end of the day, how much of it is real? Like, you paid for it.
All right, but can you turn 10,000 views into 10,000 pounds?
That's it.
If you right? turn having followers, yeah.
If you can make money, a dollar off of each one of them, sure. But if you're not going to.
If you're
going to
use the followers to go into a meeting and about, he's got 10,000 followers, we're going to give him this. All right, cool. Then that little $200 that he's paid for 10,000 fake followers, you manifested to make 10,000 new real followers and 10,000 new dollars or pounds.
Well, that's a smart way to do it.
But some people can't do that.
Yeah. Sabi, you got an opinion on this?
Well, it's basically the same. Like, there's nothing extra to add. You guys said it all.
I have a little bit of a gutsy guts. You're grinning.
What do you want to say, guts?
Check the time. You got some time.
What are you going to say?
Yo, I think depending, like, I don't agree with it, but depending on the situation, fuck with it. Why not? Just like you said, right? If you're able to fuck with the algorithms and all that other shit and make money from it, why the fuck not?
Yeah.
Your shit gets shut down, pop up another one.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
What do you mean, no? Why no?
Then you're wasting your time. Then you lost all of that. You lost all of those followers for what reason? You just did all that work for what?
Yeah.
You wasted all that time and that money for what? You invested in what?
But not all the time it gets shut down. Because I know a few pages that have bought some stuff. And you know, what I'm saying? Yeah, it really depends. Like, it depends. I'm not telling you to buy like 20,000 friggin' followers. Yeah, some of them you do. But if you're able to keep your content up or whatever you're going,
yeah,
maybe you're able to get some new followers, or maybe you're able to get those whatever followers to stay attention.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So you get like 30,000 views or 600,000 views or whatever. Sorry, followers, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You're more likely to follow them. Like, oh, right. They want, what, $50 to post? I'm going to give you $50, but they got the following.
Yeah. Okay. I'm a little bit on both sides. I don't believe in people completely buying a bunch of fake views. You know what I'm saying? Stop.
Okay.
It's bullshit, right? But I also understand the whole perception thing, right? Where people need to have a certain amount of perception of the views, or people won't fuck with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People pull up to a music video that has 200 views, and they don't want to click on it, even though the tune might be fire.
Mm-hmm.
But they see it have 2,000 views, and they're like, oh, let me check, because they feel like they're missing out on something. So I get it.
The FOMO.
It's like thumbnails. I tell people, to when you do your videos, pick a good thumbnail.
Mm-hmm.
I could detect that. You could be talking some real stuff in your interview, but if your thumbnail or your caption ain't capturing me,
facts,
more than likely, and it could be anyone.
The thumbnails are good.
Yeah, thumbnailing is very important. But I feel that there has to be a balance, because we're playing in a field where everybody's on steroids. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Do not ever get it twisted. And this, you're talking to somebody who's been in the industry for a while. Everybody's paying in some kind of fucking way when they get to a certain level. You know what I'm saying? You get wrapped up into the label shit, the label will pay for your fucking views or your followers.
You make it sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? The label will give you a check mark when you got like fucking 2,000 followers, and then add some followers to your shit.
Yeah, I actually had to apply for the check mark yesterday. I only got 4,000. They declined me still.
Of course.
But I saw someone the other day with 5,000. That's why I thought I'd try. I was like, he's got 5,000. I got 4,000. Let me
try. All you can do is try, right?
Yeah, but it's the label. It's the label. The label will just make it happen.
It's funny. I got a message. Oh, we can verify you.
Yeah.
Oh, money up front.
That nigga's
money
fake.
Money up front. If you can't verify, you get full refund.
He'll be right under this fucking video right now when I post it on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fake nigga. You fake.
Like, all of you, like, stop.
I don't care for the check mark. If it comes, it comes. I care less.
Yeah.
It made no difference to me. Like, if it happens, it happens.
It's weird though, but people treat you different if you
yeah, of exactly. course. Everybody acts different with the check mark. Mm-hmm. They feel above, like, it's like that Black Mirror episode. You know, the 5 stars, 4 star, you know, you get that check, you're just like a little more
important.
Yeah.
You know?
Price goes up, all that shit. But yeah, man, I just wanted to get y'all views on that. Sad, before we go into the next story here, did you find any the follow from Barack Obama?
No. I didn't. You look, see if you can find it, because when I typed it, I didn't find him.
I'll do it later.
The real Barack Obama.
I'll do it later in post.
Presidential drip. 2017, whatever it is. What year was he in office? 18? Was it? No, 16, right? 2016? Because the new one's coming up in 2020?
Yeah.
This year? Yeah, so 2016.
And follower of porn stars.
Presidential drip 2016.
The last thing I want to bring up is this, and it's kind of COVID related. It is. The TTC. Should the TTC let people ride for free and halt enforcement amid the COVID-19 crisis?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm not getting no. I don't drive the TTC. I earn it, but I'm not getting no bus in this time.
Well, that's the thing.
For Sally or Judy,
we drive. You know.
Well, for the people who are on the TTC, right? There's less people taking it. Yeah, it should be for free. Exactly. There's ain't nobody on it.
Yeah.
Is that what the argument is? Like, barely anybody's on it, and if anybody needs to really go somewhere, it must be a fucking emergency. So you're going to press me for not paying today?
Mm.
Yeah, well, you know, the city shut down. They still got to make money somehow. The man came on the news, asked the man, say, yo, so hold on. You're telling people they need to stay inside. So when the people, and you guys are still writing tickets. You guys are ticketing cars still.
That too,
yeah. You're still ticketing cars.
Still got to pay a rent.
Oh, rent. Bills have to pay. Cable bill came today, I mean.
Yeah.
Bills have to pay. You understand? But it's the fact that the news reporter asked the man, say, yo, so
You're telling people to stay hunkered down and not to leave, and you know they have their car close, but you're still writing them tickets on their car for the park. The man said, "Hey." Basically, the man said, "Hey, some should shut down, but others should still open, and we got money to make still." So, like, pay your parking meter. Basically, is what the man said. Basically, the man gave the most smug stink at the man said, "Yo, this is what I'm paid to do."
Yeah.
When people are worried about getting paid and making money and worry about ends meet, the man said, "Hey, this is what I get paid to do."
Okay? Yeah.
On national television, if that's not some stink backhanded remark, I don't know what it is. Because the man, this is what I get paid to do.
So, okay? you don't think that they should charge for TTC or like parking tickets?
Well, they should give lenience. They should give lenience. If they're shutting down everything. Yeah, okay, I understand essential services are still open, but like, yo, really give leeway. Like, if you're gonna ticket the people, at least half the ticket, I guess.
Yeah.
Like half price the ticket. You know what I'm saying? Make it a discounted ticket. Yeah, you still gotta pay a ticket, but discount it. Instead of 30, make it 10 or 15.
What about you, Flash? You on that?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask you. I hate parking wardens. I hate them more than the police.
Mm. Ticket cops.
Yeah, too many tickets on my cars. I hate them.
So you're pushing on the side of just let them slide right now during the crisis.
Yeah, just leave man alone.
Just allow man, eh?
Just allow man.
Sav, as a TTC rider.
No, like legit. I think
because you're on the TTC.
This is like the safest time to ride the TTC because nobody's on the TTC.
Facts.
I don't touch shit on the TTC anyway, so I'm like dear. I'm good. But it's probably like the safest time to be on the fucking TTC. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Should
they have to pay though? Should you have to pay when you have to go to work right now in these times?
I think that it should be reduced.
How much is it to ride the TTC?
$325 for adults or $350. I think it went up.
I think it went up, but I don't know because
it's under $4.
Time, so I don't know.
It's under $4. Saying, like, kids ride for free under 12.
I get it. I get that people are like, you know, you should let us ride for free. But at the same time, it's like an essential service that people still need.
Yeah.
So they still have to run it. They still have to like.
They got to pay their workforce. They still got
to
make money.
They still have to do that. And it sucks that we still like. It sucks that the city's still supplying that because it's still like still in a fund or whatever.
Yeah.
But it still has to run for the people that still need to use it, right? And if you have an emergency, I totally understand that. You know, you might be not able to get there. They're not ticketing anybody during this time. They're just going to continue to educate them. Because that is in quotation in every single article about it, they're going to educate them.
And
not give them tickets.
Rough you up. Why are we going to want to pay if they come on the bus?
Educate you.
Lucky I can't give you a ticket right now.
Oh, because of social distancing, I can't kick your ass. So I'm going to fuck with you mentally. Don't worry.
I'm going to sneeze on you.
Yeah. Yo, you want me to cough on you? You want me to sneeze on a motherfucker?
So, in my findings, she follows him. I don't see that he follows her.
See,
so that seems like
news.
Fake News Friday.
Fake News Friday promoting that shit. I'm putting dirt on his name. Put some respect on his name. All three of y'all. Put respect on his name.
Would have followed Pinky, fam. I'm telling you guys. Or like, yeah, like Gutsy's somebody more.
Convinced, eh?
If Pinky are like.
It's
alright.
He's still.
The man is going through his Rolex and pouring
it over his
shoulder.
You know, the eyes look up and to the right. He's digging through his memory banks, and I was like,
fucking Gutsy went through a Pornhub reel.
I went through his fucking Rolodex. Like, ah, you know what? Nah, fuck it.
Okay, let's wrap it up.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Let's get your social medias. Let the people know where to find you. I guess where they can find your content.
Yes,
et cetera, et cetera. Hit this camera right here.
LondonXCanada.com. Follow me at Director Flash Johnson. Website flashjohnson.co.uk. My end, man. Working. Movies only.
Hey,
bam, bam.
Yo, man, enough respect for coming through today,
cool,
man.
That's cool, man. It's fun, man. I have to come back in when this documentary came out. I had to come get me. It's only, you can't come drop big project and not come check the man, then that's rude.
Hey.
Tell him again.
That's rude. You can't, you have to come check your Wheel of Import. You get me? It's the Breakfast Club of the City.
And Friday never said it. And Friday never said it. Friday didn't jump the shark.
Thank you. That's awesome.
No, that's big. No, thank you.
I'll be at home in bed watching them. I'm like, yo, what are you man up to now? All right, cool. Boom. Half an hour. See Nizzy. Let me see how these men are. Who Friday's cussing today?
Wow, I'm cussing people.
I don't know. That's the persona you got. Hey, mine is cussing people.
You gotta just know what's going on in the city, man.
I wear it proudly.
Continue doing what you're doing, man.
Appreciate it,
man. Shining the light from UK to Toronto and facts. Back.
Please, man, some of these tracks as well from the new thing.
Yeah, man. Let us know, man. Hit us up.
I've got some now. I've got something to show you now.
It's an off camera, man.
PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
You don't know, it's me, PK Herc, Spoil Smokers Collective, Parkdale, Live Gang, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, J Live. His birthday passed recently, last week, you know. It would have been 36, but you know, they have a bigger plan for him upstairs, so
yes.
He's up there with the man them that passed, so you know, shout out to all the rest of the man them that are gone. And you know, big up Toronto and the whole, you know. We should be practicing the social, but we're under the limit, so we're good, right? So, podcast, big up the podcast, big up Slav, big up Guts, big up Flash, big up Friday, you know. Respect to all of the people watching.
Yep.
And usual suspects, you know, Spoiled Smokers, Heart of Toronto, Carpool Strength and Conditioning, Beast Mode,
Beast Mode.
Hip Hop, Spoiled Smokers Collective, I know I said that already, Parkdale Smoke, Foreign Speed, My Mechanic, big up Foreign Speed, big up John, you know, big up Pit, the whole team over there, they did some good work, you know, 20 years strong and going.
Yeah.
And yeah, big up Toronto and O'Hall, and we're going to get past this year.
This too shall pass. Savvy Sav, before we go.
No, just stay safe, guys. Keep your hand sanitizers, make sure you wash your hands, and be compassionate to your neighbor.
Facts.
Gutsy Guts, last words?
Shout out Six Views like always. We love hip hop. And you don't know. Yeah, people, be clean, bro.
Yeah, you know, one more. Gang.
Gucci. Big up Gucci. We see you.
You know what I'm saying?
Stay isolated.
Oh, Gucci's probably have. Yo, where's the life of Gucci's on Instagram right now?
Yeah, man. Drip, man.
Show us some quarantines.
Quarantines? Yo, Friday, let that go.
Hashtag you, Friday. Make sure
Friday's going to have a hat by next week.
Quarantines. Yeah, man. Big up Gucci. Hit up my website, Friday, a.k.a. Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. Make sure to hit me up on all social media platforms all across the board. Friday, Ricky Dredd. That's D-R-E-D. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network. Twitter, We Love Hip Hop T-O. Quick shout out also.
Oh, gosh. No, I'm saying, oh, gosh. You're on Twitter.
Friday, Ricky Dredd all across the board because my Twitter's fire, too. Fire tweets.
Spicy.
Quick shout out. Shout out to all the mandem on lockdown, okay, who are having to deal with the social distancing of new people who are getting ingested into the system, not knowing wagwan. Hold your head. Hold your head as usual, period, but especially now in these trying times. You know what I'm saying?
Quick sidebar. Over 1,000 Brazilians broke out of jail.
They're trying to get out of that COVID-19.
Yo, they were running in the droves, bro. Like, they opened the gate. The way they were, like, it's like they opened the gate and say, yo, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
So, yeah, man. Hold your head. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's it. I'm going to take us out here with a track by Critical Tease and East End Sinatra. This is via Spotify. This track is called The Rush. Enough respect.
Let me show you these tracks quickly before I leave.
There we go.
It's cameras off.
All the beats bring in the heat.
I was down on my own, up in my zone. Dad left when I was 7. Mama knows she's a blessing. I'm doing this for the better of me. I put it into the melody. I hope that you're feeling me. Feeling me. I was riding through the city,
I was feeling the beat, no need to slow down. I'm feeling blessed, I'm getting the stress out. I told myself that I'm on the way now. I cannot change now, things are the same now. Fake people, so I got no choice but the fake people, and it's so.